love your work. On this show, we help you find success on your own terms. I'm David Cadavy. I've been an independent creator for more than 10 years. I've written a couple best-selling books designed for hackers, and now The Heart to Start. If you are new here, welcome. Again, I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please just hit subscribe on your podcast app. And there is a new place you can subscribe to Love Your Work. Love Your Work is now an Amazon Echo skill. You can listen to Love Your Work on your Amazon Echo. This is different from listening via Bluetooth or on TuneIn. This is much easier. To add the skill, say, Alexa, enable Love Your Work. It's very important, by the way, to use the word enable and not add, because I had trouble with it at first. Alexa, enable Love Your Work. Also, you can search on the Alexa app for the skill, or you can just visit cadavy.net/Alexa. Today's essay is about the power of taking your own advice. I've got an interview coming up next week with Cy Wakeman. I'm really excited about it. Cy is the founder of Reality-Based Leadership. She wrote a book called No Ego, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Today's essay is based upon a quote from that book. Here's the essay. Got advice for someone? Write it down, then follow it yourself. There's always something outside of you that can be fixed. Your cell network drops calls sometimes, or your coworker doesn't start meetings on time. When you look outside of yourself for things to fix, it starts a vicious cycle. The more you worry about what someone else is doing wrong, the less you see what you're doing wrong. There's a great book by Cy Wakeman called No Ego. It's a leadership book, but it is full of lessons that can help anyone be happier and more effective. Cy is the creator of the concept of reality-based leadership. Lots of leadership advice focuses on driving engagement amongst employees. Supposedly, you should let your employees vent their frustrations, then work to fix them. But Cy says the more you invite people to find what's wrong outside of them, the less they see what they can do to make their situations better. If you encourage them to deal with reality, they become more accountable and happier. Here's one great lesson from the book. Quote, take your own advice. Do you have advice for others? Write down exactly what you think they should or should not be doing and enact that advice in your own life. Unquote. Cy Wakeman, No Ego. How often do you find yourself thinking about what others should do? This is a protection mechanism of the ego. If we think about what others should do, we forget about what we can do. Take your own advice is just one ego bypass tool in No Ego. Ego bypass tools remind you or your employee to be accountable. You are responsible for the outcomes you produce. Yes, there are always challenging factors, but this reality is the set of circumstances in which you must succeed. Without accountability, the ego inflames. All you see is problems, and the problems you see don't lead to solutions. They lead to more problems. I use take your own advice in my own writing. When I try to give advice to others in my writing, it leads to bad writing. It comes off as arrogant and domineering. When I try instead to write the advice that I myself wish to follow, my writing is better. It comes off as more compassionate and gets me to use my own experiences, which makes me a more credible writer and leads to more useful and effective writing. When I wrote The Heart to Start, I did so with take your own advice in mind. What is the advice that I want to follow myself? What advice have I not yet integrated into my own daily life? I figured that in the worst case, writing my own book would help me. The nice side effect is that it made my writing more useful to others. How do I use take your own advice in my own daily life? Here are some examples. Like if my cell phone network drops, or a friend habitually shows up late, or writing about what I think others should do. My cell phone network drops. How well do I run my own business? Is everything I create error-free? Is it reasonable to expect everything I create to be error-free? A friend habitually shows up late. Do I ever show up late? Did I make it clear that this was a function where punctuality was important? How can I be sure others don't feel the way I feel when someone is late? writing about what I think others should do. Do I apply this in my own life? What's the advice that I wish I could follow myself? Your complaints and advice are probably valid. There's always some little thing that can be improved. The point of take your own advice is not to find out that you're wrong. It's to focus your energy on the things you yourself can control without wasting your energy on a cycle of criticism. Next time you see something wrong, try it. Write down what advice you would give, then follow it for yourself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go take my own advice. Is Love Your Work helping you find the intersection on your love and money Venn diagram? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation to make you into the person that you want to be? If so, we, together, you and I, can make this the show that we want it to be. I'm trying to make a nourishing and thoughtful show, and I could use your help with that. Please donate to the show. Just a coffee a month will help support the hosting and production of this show. Just a coffee a month will help spread Love Your Work's message, helping more people live a balanced life with a healthy definition of success. To donate, visit our Patreon page at kadavy.net/donate. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going at kadavy.net/donate. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at kadavy.net/donate. That's kadavy.net/donate. Love Your Work is made possible by top supporters, such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.